With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I hate that song.
Let me tell you, Sam Darnold is just a guy.
He's a weapon.
He's a jag. He is just a guy.
He's the daddy.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm going to eat that ass up.
Yeah. All of the love, all of the attention, all of the look how great things are for Sam Darnold storylines tonight. Yes, Darnold played well. Panthers beat the Texans. They were supposed to beat the Texans 24-9. The Texans are terrible. The Jets are terrible. Okay, first of all, call me when Sam Darnold beats a team that actually has a pulse. All right, in three weeks, they have played two of the worst four teams in the NFL. Right? The Jets, the Texans, the Jaguars, and the Falcons. They're your four worst teams. You got to play two of them. And you get to play the other one of the worst teams twice. So, all right, the schedule really lines up well for the Carolina Panthers. Darnold's just a guy. He's just a guy. No, he's great that he got away from the Jets. Hey, first of all, everybody, with the exception of Le'Veon Bell, is great when they get away from the Jets. Everybody's been good. Oh, I got away from the Jets. Now, yes, because the Jets are a blank show. It's not just Sam Darnold. It's everybody. You get away from an organization that can't do anything right, chances are you're going to be in a little bit better situation. So that's the first thing I'll tell you. Oh, Gay got away from the Jets. He's good. No, everybody does better. It's like you don't even need to practice. You can get away from the Jets, get to the team, and it's up. Oh, this guy's already better. He's already in better shape. I mean, you can walk away from the Jets, get on a plane, get off the plane and go, I lost 8 pounds. I gained like 6 pounds of muscle. I know my position better. I'm faster. Boy, all I had to do is get on a plane and get away from the Jets. That's how it works, all right? So number one, Mike, just know that. You get away from the Jets, your life will be better. It really tells you how bad Le'Veon Bell was because, boy, everybody else was good. So just so you know, that's the line of demarcation. With the Jets, not so good. Not with the Jets. Hey, great. There's a big saying we used to have when I worked at ESPN, when I was a producer and a production assistant, where we would have this saying where it would say, if somebody did well who used to play for the Jets, the saying would be, ex-Jet, now good. Like that's what we would say. Hey, look at that. Good. Who is he? Ex-Jet, now good. That's what you would say. And that's like 25 years ago, and that still has stayed true for the past 2.5 decades.
No, and I know they used to do that in Chicago with guys that became ex-Cubs. You know, remember, look, Greg Maddux won a Cy Young with the Cubs before he left. Folks seem to forget that. He just didn't suddenly become good. They just didn't give him run support. So he was kind of on the Felix Hernandez kind of thing of, you're going to put up some ridiculous peripheral numbers, but the wins aren't going to pile up for you, buddy. I'm sorry. And then he goes and becomes a legend. Conversely, they would bring in a guy that was a perennial Cub killer. You know, it used to be stay away from Jeff Blauser. And then he became a Cub, and, well, he couldn't hit because he wasn't facing Cubs pitching anymore. With Le'Veon Bell, he'll never get that 15.5 back, but I'm always glad that he got the money he did from your Jets. And he tried, but organizationally, not enough there to support it and make him successful. And your organization and mine, the Jets, the Bears, and, well, we could pick out some other teams. Quarterbacks really haven't had a whole lot of success outside of 1 or 2 years here and there. Congratulations to Joe Namath, Sid Luckman, and Jim McMahon. And hopefully Justin Fields is that guy. I really do. I enjoy watching him play, and I hope the next couple of weeks are fantastic, you know, while Andy Dalton gets slow played back towards the field. But when it comes to Sam Dalton, look, I can't dismiss what he's done. Look, you beat who's on the schedule, man. And I know there's going to be some rough days ahead. Hell, there were some rough days after Christian McCaffrey left this game with an injury tonight. Right, there were a couple of possessions like, he's going to get broken in half. Look at that hit he just took. And it wasn't that he was getting through his progression slowly for the most part. He was still getting through. It was, you just didn't have a lot of opportunity because that the bull rush from the defensive front just overwhelmed that Carolina offensive line, and you didn't have the safety valve of McCaffrey that they had to check. So it was like, all right, let's go. All they've got is DJ Moore. And we're coming for you. And eventually, some adjustments. Hubbard found a little bit of running room. Darnold's got the 2 rushing touchdowns. DJ Moore still open in the secondary. Still not sure why.
Still running
up. But when it, yeah, exactly. 12 targets, 8 catches on the night, 126 yards for him. Hubbard, 52 on 11 carries in relief of McCaffrey, who had 31 yards and did a weird heel clicking thing as his hamstring got hurt, which was really odd to watch the video. But, I mean, look, if you're going to go down with style. So we look at it for Sam Darnold, and you can kind of dismiss and say, this, that. It's a good opportunity to take shots at the Jets organization, no question about it. But I'm not going to dismiss what he did. He was over 300 yards, rushed for a couple of touchdowns, was efficient, and moved on, succeed and proceed. But worst days are ahead. There's a couple of games on the schedule that you can already say, wow, those are going to be ugly. But right now the defense is playing well, albeit against lesser opponents. But all you can do is line up and beat up and cover the number against the teams you play.
Sam Darnold is a functional quarterback that is going to put up numbers that will place him in the middle of the pack of the National Football League. Right? He's not somebody that's suddenly going, I got away from the Jets and now I'm going to throw 40 touchdowns. No, he's going to throw between 20 and 25 touchdowns. He'll throw 10 to 12 picks. He'll throw for 3,500 to 3,800 yards. That puts him middle of the pack. Right? That's when he's going to be a middle-of-the-pack quarterback in the NFL. Now, and this is great for the Panthers because the Panthers just needed someone to be that middle-of-the-pack guy, right? Because Teddy Two Gloves couldn't throw the football last year. We need somebody who can throw the football downfield. Hey, well, Sam Darnold is our third or fourth choice for a quarterback. Hey, let's go get him. Well, we're kind of stuck. We can't get anybody else. All right, we'll go get Sam Darnold. Darnold still misses throws. He still is not accurate short as he should have been. But when you play really bad competition like he has, yeah, he's done okay. He wasn't great against the Jets. He left a lot of points out there, and he wasn't great tonight, but he made enough plays. Yes, he's had three straight weeks or 275 yards passing. He's playing teams that are terrible. Right. And that's the big thing to know. The most frustrating part is that the Panthers schedule may be the easiest schedule in the NFL because next week they play the Cowboys. Then they play the Eagles, the Vikings, the Giants and the Falcons, who all stink. All those teams are awful. So they could wind up losing to the Cowboys next week. Then they could wind up being 7-1 before they actually play a football team or a couple of games where, boy, they might be pretty good. Because then they got the Patriots and the Cardinals. Right? Carolina is enjoying a nice start right now. Wouldn't surprise me if this is as good as it got for them. Right? Here they are, national television. Sam Darnold wins a game. His escape from New York is complete. You're going to hear from Sam in a couple of minutes. And this is as great as it is. Here he is standing on top of a mountain on Thursday night. Wouldn't be the first time we saw somebody stand on the top of a mountain after a big Thursday night win, and then we never heard from them again. Right? Or this is as good as it got for them, and then slowly it was just, we're getting back to the middle. But that's Sam Darnold. He's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. Now, had he been with a team that put him in a position to succeed and didn't just throw up on themselves all the time, then this is the guy that Sam Darnold would have been for the majority of his career, all right? As someone who is functional and someone who can put these points on the board okay enough as long as you have big weapons around you. And he's got the best running back in the NFL, at least the best running back in the NFC in Christian McCaffrey. He's got some good wide receivers. DJ Moore's a really good wide receiver. He's got Robbie Anderson. He's got great chemistry with him from the Jets. All right, they have a really good defensive line. All of these things happened. And for anybody to be plopped into there, yeah, as long as you have some kind of talent, you're going to be okay. But clearly the Panthers have a plan. The Jets never had a plan. I mean, as bad as Adam Gase was, he was terrible. The front office was awful. We had guys as general manager that should have never been general managers. But all I need to tell you is this, right? All I need to tell you about how what a blank show the Jets were is that when they drafted Sam Darnold, they hired Jeremy Bates to be the offensive coordinator. Right, Jeremy Bates, who coached in the NFL for a while, was the quarterback's coach for the Jets like 15 years ago. The guy hadn't been in the league in over 6 years. He hadn't coached anywhere in 6 years. The guy was basically retired. And the Jets said, you come and you run our offense. Whoa, wait, really? Yes. So he comes in. He's the offensive coordinator for 2018. It goes so poorly, they move on from him. And guess who's never coached in the NFL since? Jeremy Bates. Okay, this is where the Jets said, we have our superstar quarterback, and this is how we're going to entrust his development to a guy that hasn't been in the league in 6 years. This is what they do. The Jets do this stuff all the time. All the time. Ex-Jet, now good. Which really doesn't explain Le'Veon Bell. Again, the Le'Veon Bell thing really, really is weird. But this is how they do things. Adam Gase, I'm an offensive genius. My team is finishing in the bottom five of the league in every offensive category year after year. Okay, all the draft picks from when you get 3 years out of a draft, they're all gone because they all stink. This is how they do it. The Jets are completely a team that can't get out of their own way, right? This has been their identity forever. So, yeah, when you get away from them and you're on one team that has a modicum of, hey, we have a little bit of a plan going on here, great. Yeah, so it doesn't surprise me that Sam Darnold is playing like this. I told you, he was going to be okay. He was going to be functional. This is the quarterback that he is. But to say that he's going to be great and suddenly here he is, no, he's just a guy. He will be middle of the pack this year in the NFL as far as quarterbacks go, and that's kind of his destiny. And maybe it's enough to get the Panthers into the playoffs because, look, they're 3-0, and clearly two divisions in the NFC are awful, and two are, you know, one is great and one is just eh. So, yeah, they'll stay in the race. Look, they're already 3-0, and they have an easy schedule, so it'll be a great story for him. I expected this because, yeah, the Panthers are a great landing spot. anybody is a better landing spot than the Jets. But yeah, let's not overblow this because people love the story of, boy, I love how bad the Jets are, and here's another embarrassing story about the Jets. People want to jump up and top on that and go, let's all point out whenever a team does really embarrassing things, whether it's the Jets or the Lions or the Raiders or the Mets or the Knicks, God, it's all my teams. You know, whenever we like to do this, right? Like, here's another example where we can stand up and laugh. So that's why this is getting more, I don't want to say attention because it's a big story, but it's getting more serious weight to how good Darnold is because of the story. If Darnold left a different team and went and played for the Panthers, hey, what a great story Sam Darnold is. Look at this. He got away. He's doing this. But because it's the Jets, it's, oh, look how great he is now. No, he's not great. He's functional. That's what Sam Darnold is. That's the truth about him as a quarterback.
Well, but that becomes the larger backstory of, are they dysfunctional enough to where you started after a holding penalty, you know, on first down. All right, it's first and 20, which, as we know, with holding penalties, you don't often score touchdowns when you got one of those in a drive, right? It's like making the connections for your kid's team in soccer. The more passes you can force your opponent to make to try to move up the field, odds are one's going to bounce off a foot and either roll across the sideline or it's going to be intercepted by your squad and forced back into the zone, right? Likewise in football, the more plays on a drive, like whenever there's a 15-play drive and they score, it's impressive, right? On a whole other level, not just time of possession, but that's 15 plays where nobody got caught for holding, nobody jumped early, nobody pushed off on a pass play or held on the outside to spring a runner or whatever. Like that's poetry in motion. And for Sam Darnold, we'll never know how much those 3 years may have stunted his growth. So now you're fighting to get back to zero and push forward. So yes, it becomes a long diatribe. Maybe you could write this book, the functionality or lack thereof of the New York Football Jets and the careers we never truly got to see. And Sam Darnold right now is trying to make the most of it in stop number two with the Carolina Panthers. So, okay, maybe he's not a world beater and maybe he'll be a middle of the pack guy here. But at least he's on a path to where you can say, hey, we're actually going to get to see how good this guy can be. Yeah, whereas with the Jets, I don't know that we would have ever seen that,
no.
Jason Smith.
No one's
so,
ever on
you know
a path
what?
To be good.
People are
Jets.
Going to, right. But right now, people are going to bask in this and they're going to have all the theories and those that wanted to crown him coming out of USC when he was drafted in 2018 are going to celebrate. Those who have heavily invested in his rookie cards and may have a stack of graded ones sitting there might be looking into the marketplace to see if they can profit. That may be part of the process as well. But, and those that bet on Sam Darnold to cover the 8 or 9 points, they're cashing tickets. But the larger point is that perhaps with DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, and afterthought, that's a whole other conundrum there. But, you know, D. Arnold, like that, as his tight end. Mm-hmm. That's a Dan Beyer, one of the punnyism kind of things. It's Darnold to D. Dot Arnold. And now if Chuba Hubbard can adequately run and play in place of Christian McCaffrey like Mike Davis did a year ago, then perhaps they can get a little bit of a run and maybe we get to see a little more of what Sam Darnold is. But as for now, the jury's out, and you're just going to have to love or loathe the amount of celebration of Sam Darnold that's going to go on in the media for the next 24 hours. Sorry, buddy. It really comes back to how dysfunctional and terrible your organization is.
Of course it does. Of course, but look, I'm telling you, for a guy that watched every game Sam Darnold played in his NFL career, he's just a guy. He misses receivers. He's not as accurate as he needs to be. Of course he's going to be a little bit better. But call me when he beats somebody really good. Right? And it's not going to be for a while. He's got the Cowboys next week. Then he's got four teams dead from the neck up.
So what you're saying is because the Cowboys aren't very good, they're not worth a call next week?
No. The Cowboys, look, you're playing the Cowboys on the road at home, but you do have 10 10 days off, and the Cowboys are going to put points on the board, and Dak's going to be able to do things. So, look, that's going to be that'll be a nice win if they win that game. Then they play nobody. Suddenly, we're going to be having this be so frustrating. We're going to be having this conversation of Darnold and the Panthers, are they on their path to home field advantage for the Super Bowl? And I'm going to go, No.
We ain't going that far. Nobody's going that far. Come on now.
Telling you.
They ain't winning that many games.
Just the guy. Call me when he beats somebody good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories. And we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh.
You know, for many years, we've talked about Tom Brady's decision-making. And clearly, it's at a higher level than most other players in the NFL. But clearly, off the field, that decision-making is also at a high level. Today, it was revealed, if you remember, Inez Gomez-Mont, who was the woman who at the Super Bowl in 2008, wore a wedding dress to Media Day and proposed marriage to Tom Brady. And, you know, it was kind of a shocking thing. And I remember Brady saying, oh, you're very beautiful. Any man would be lucky to have you. And it was kind of a fun little publicity stunt there. Showed up in a wedding dress, and I'm going to propose to Tom Brady. Kind of fun. Well, probably a good decision by Brady to not marry her, as reports today that she is on the run from authorities in her home country because she and her real husband, that she actually married, are accused of financial embezzlement. And now they can't be found and have evaded capture and are on the run. So, again, a good decision made by Tom Brady.
$146 million embezzlement. That's a lot. 3 billion pesos, as it were, from the Ministry of the Interior during the calendar years 2016-2017. So this isn't even new. This is you've been caught. September 10th, federal judge issued the warrant for their arrest, and they reported that they'd fled the country. So now on the lam. Interpol's involved, the whole nine yards. All the things you've seen in all these organizations that have been referred to in movies and television shows forever. Yeah, this is a real case. $146 million. And what do you have? All sorts of photos like a, hey, here we are at a fashion magazine shoot. And, of course, the Super Bowl. I mean, because that began the string of Super Bowl lunacy, really. I mean, that was one of the first big breakthrough performances.
Well, let's see if our guest joining us now, if that's ever happened to him. NFL on Fox Insider extraordinaire. You can follow him on Twitter at Jay Glazer. It is Jay Glazer. Jay, at the Super Bowl, anybody ever come up to you in a wedding dress and want to marry you?
Besides Strahan?
This is a powerful and attractive man. Yeah, I mean, what's the difference?
Today. I saw the story today, and that's, you know, all those old media days, you know, media days kind of used to get me crazy. Because for me, I like my, you know, and I kind of sit there and talk to somebody and make sure nobody else talks. And there's no inside skinny or inside story. But then, you know, you kind of see it all. And it was everybody would try and hire the most bizarre people they could. So the crazier, more bizarre, the better. So it's like I used to joke around and say, man, it's the only place you'll see, like, man, this will probably get lost in the audience, but there was an old coach named Russ Grimm. And I remember this some dude showed up in a wedding dress who looked like Russ Grimm, who was a member of the Hogs. And, you know, it was, and I was like, and that kind of sums up media day right there. It's somebody dressed up in a wedding dress who looks like Russ Grimm asking questions. You know,
I dig that. Right now, people are Googling Russ Grimm. as you said, old Washington offensive lineman, big, sweaty, big beard, all of that.
But it was like, and then all those late-night talk shows used to hire someone to be even more kind of bombastic than the next and send them in. And now, nobody was scamming people out of their money, as far as I knew. You know, you had one guy stealing Brady's jersey, but that's a whole different story. But it was.
You know, the feds got involved there, too.
Media day for me, though. Media day, man, who it was. Oh, there was a receiver on the Eagles. And Eagles were playing Patriots, I think, in Jacksonville. And who was it? Freddie Mitchell, I think, was there.
Freddie Mitchell, sure.
Right? He was, like, talking smack against the Patriots, like, dude, what are you doing? And next thing you know, so like media day, like the top like 16 or 20 guys on the team, they have their own podium, and then there'll be other guys have areas in the stands so you can go sit down and talk to them, whether high profile coaches or other high profile players, and then all the other players, they're walking the you know, right there on the ground floor with everybody else. So you can just walk up and have free reign and talk to all those players and all those coaches. And Andy Reid put Freddie Mitchell in, like, the third deck, all the way up there, to, like, make sure he couldn't talk to anybody. And that was one of the most classic things I've ever seen in media day history, ever.
Jay Glazer with us here at the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so tonight, Jay, the Panthers go to 3-0. Sam Darnold has a nice night. Is this Sam Darnold's finally away from the Jets? Is this Darnold is a really good quarterback? Yes, that's what it is?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, 100%. Yes. I think Sam Darnold, because here's the thing, Sam Darnold's at USC. Like, man, he shined when the plays broke down. Sam has been so far above board. Look at all the stuff he's done. And I've told you guys about cultures. Jets have just had a bad culture. And, you know, I think that the coach and the GM they have in there right now are great and could be great. but there's so many things to overcome in that culture over there. They really have to have the – you've got to give both of them the liberty to change the culture. And if you don't, you'll continue to see things like this. Because those guys are talented, both of them. Both of them. GM, head coach, very talented, very good. You got to let them change the culture. And, it kind of shows you right here with Sam Darnold, who is he's always had it in him. It's, you know, they bring him down to Carolina. They let him play to his strengths and let him shine. And, yeah, I think Sam Darnold is a I think he still has – I don't want to say, well, they're 3-0, and, man, this guy's great. I think Sam will even tell you that he's still a lot of room to grow. But I don't know how much room I don't know how much he could really grow when he was up there with the Jets.
We'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, McCaffrey leaves with an injury tonight. Chuba Hubbard steps in. So waiting on the severity of that one, Jay. That's a big loss for them that they'll have to try to overcome, at least in the short term.
I like Matt Rhule also. You know, I went out there to camp this year when they were scrimmaging with the Colts. Spent a couple days out there with him. I like him. I like his energy. I like kind of, you know, the freshness of him. I really like Joe Brady. I know everybody wants like a young offensive coordinator. We're learning with Sean Payton and, you know, then here with Rhule. But I think kind of guys like that, they connect with those players. They get a little bit more out of them.
Jay Glazer, our guest here on the show. All right, Jay, now you got to give us some kind of inside info. Look, we got Super Bowl 55.5 this weekend with the Rams and the Bucks. What is Bruce Arians got up his sleeve for us this week? What's he got going on?
I don't know what he has up his sleeve. If he has something up his sleeve, he ain't telling me to put on freaking Fox Sports Radio.
That's true.
I had to try, Jay.
By the way, I keep seeing this story this week about whether it was tampering with McVay and Stafford. Again, I was there. There was no tampering. They happened to be. By the way, not only did they happen to be at the same place, and it was me, Whitworth. Whitworth was the conduit. It was me and Whitworth and McVay. But the next room over from me was Drew Brees. So it was like, because it was the week in Cabo that I guess it had been announced that if you're in Mexico and you test positive for COVID, then you have to quarantine or you can't come back to America for like 10 or 15 days or something like that. So everybody got out of Cabo who has like a real job. Those of us in the NFL, we don't have real jobs. So we're like, okay, we have to quarantine and Cabo for 10 or 15 days. Great, we're in. So literally, like, everybody down there was just like NFL people. But there was no tampering. Like, this was not a pre-set thing. And even if it was, they were allowed to because Stafford had already been given permission to seek a trade elsewhere. But it was not. It was just a freak thing. And Andrew Whitworth was kind of the common denominator here.
Yeah, I was going to say the biggest scandal might have been Drew Brees trying to get y'all to get some of that hair product or whatever he's got going on.
So we're having dinner in Whitworth's room. And so it's me, the Whitworths, Stafford, McVay's. And, man, we see this dude kind of running at us during dinner. But Whitworth has a pool in his room. But, you know, for me, I get all powered up and stuff. I'm always thinking of fights breaking out. So I see this kind of, dude in like, jeans and a button down. He's running at us, and he does a cannonball into the pool, and it's Drew Brees. I'm like, what is going on here? So like 3 days later, after the trade goes down, Brees walks past my room and says, oh, now I get it. I said, can't get anything past you, Drew.
There you go. Hey, Jay, be remiss if we didn't.
It was a freak thing, man.
That is a convergence. There's probably a documentary to be made with that one. Or maybe you make that a show for FS1 and for Fox next spring and summer, Jay.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of dig that. Back to Chicago, if we can, for a moment. Justin Fields, according to reports, he's got the reins until he doesn't. Matt Nagy and company, every once in a while, I wonder if they just need some media training with their messaging. What's reality there?
That's not how it is. They're not saying Justin Fields has the reins until he doesn't. They're saying it's Andy Dalton. He's a starter. And they're smart to say it. Very smart. Keep saying it. Keep doing it. So here's the thing. Everybody kind of looks at Matt Nagy and says, well, he was there in Kansas City. That's the same model with Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. But that's not how this went down. All right, so Alex Smith, when they brought him Mahomes, they told him, this will be your last year. We really want you to help. And Alex was like, great, I got you. No problem. When they signed Andy Dalton, they did not know they were drafting Justin Fields. So they told Andy, you're the starter. That's it. You're the start. It's not the same situation at all. Not at all. So I think people just look at it because he was there in Kansas City. They assume that's not the case. So in Andy Mott, he's the starter. However, he has taken Justin under his wing. Like, they're inseparable. They're constantly together. He is doing the right thing, like Alex Smith did with, with Patrick Mahomes. But in Andy's mind, he's like, man, I'm gonna bust my butt to start here. And I think Justin, Justin, he is the type of guy that really kind of should be redshirt, to be honest with you. If this wasn't Chicago, if this was another city, and the fans could have patience like, oh, yeah, let's let him redshirt, it would really help him to redshirt, really help him. However, on the other end of it, he does things in practice, but so did Patrick Mahomes that first year, where you're like, oh, my God, yeah, he's going to be the guy. You see it. But I think Chicago, look, and rightfully so, Bears fans, I get it. But patience would probably do you best for a year with Justin Fields in his development. I don't know. Like, I think Patrick Mahomes, I still think he'd be incredible. Whether he redshirted or not his first year, but it really helped him out, the fact that he could have.
Jay, I wanted to bring this up with you before you took off on us here, because I think this is another wonderful thing you are doing. Jay Glazer, author, is coming your way in January. Yeah. Got a new book coming out, and it's called Unbreakable, How I Turned My Depression and Anxiety into Motivation, and You Can Too. Tell us about it.
Yeah, obviously you guys know I talk about my mental health and my issues here all the time, and I've never let it. Well, I'm not going to say I don't let it get me down, because it gets me down every day, but I do turn it into motivation. Like, if I wasn't this, like, I tell you guys all the time, I'm messed up, but I'm good with my messed upness. And that's certainly not the term I use, as you know, but I've used mine to motivate me. Like, I never knew, I didn't have a lot of inside love, so I always had to get outside love. So I let it, like, really push me to do better and greater things than I ever could have if I wasn't so messed up in this way. And again, I used to say damaged, now I say empowered. I've kind of changed my own vernacular. And you guys know the stuff I've done, man. Just the insider work and coaching people and helping out a lot of our vets. And I'm taking a lot of the lessons I learned. And I say I learned from our veterans and MVP. And I'm giving it to everybody else in the world, because it is something that we should be able to share. But also, like, we talk about mental health all the time, but nobody really tells you what it's like or what it feels like. And I pull my skin back. I really kind of pulled my skin back to bear it all. And I'm still trying to get out of the hole that it put me in this gray hole for a while. And usually I do whatever I can every day to get out. But it put me in one for a while, and I'm still struggling. I'm still, like, every day trying to get out of it. And it's kind of been hard, but I think it's worth it to get people out there who, you don't just have to suffer from depression, anxiety. You could want to get motivated. You could have gone through periods. You could have overcome things. But also, maybe your husband is going through stuff, or your wife is going through stuff, or your kid. I want to make sure this is the book that's relatable to everybody else. They really understand. I'm not your therapist. I'm not your doctor. I'm not your your clergy or your teacher. I'm just a dude who God blessed with the ability to communicate it. So y'all know you're not alone. And I'm trying to, like, man, what helps me is I build. So I wrote this book so I can kind of expand my team that could not only could I help you guys, but y'all could help me on a daily basis.
Hit up
Great
Jay
stuff,
on Twitter.
Jay. And yeah,
go ahead at Jay Glazer on Twitter. Again, you can pre-order the book. It's coming out this January. Unbreakable: My Depression and Anxiety Turned Into Motivation. You can too.
Where can you pre-order? I think Amazon.
Yes. Well, the link is on your. That's why I sent everybody to Twitter, because you have the link right there.
HarperCollins.com, and then we'll link it out everywhere else: Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Books a Million, you name it. It's out there. Also, the Fox News Sunday clip at Jay Glazer as well.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Okay, daddy's home. Before we get into something pretty big that's going to be starting in just a couple hours, best thoughts to Tom Felton, best known for playing Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter series, as he collapsed earlier today in Wisconsin while playing a celebrity golf exhibition at the Ryder Cup. It was a medical incident. He was taken to a hospital. There's no other information out there. Hopefully he is okay. He was representing Europe in the celebrity match, which is traditionally held the day before the United States and Europe start the Ryder Cup. So Tom Felton, pictures of him like being helped off, and it's weird to see, and so hopefully he is okay again. If we hear anything, we will pass it your way. But tomorrow is the beginning of the Ryder Cup, and we're getting set. The United States has talked about the pressure it's going to be under to try to win the Ryder Cup, and I got to be honest, for a sport that is hoping that the Ryder Cup is going to continue to provide juice for it, because look, golf is still always trying to find its way post-Tiger Woods. Are people going to still like the golfers as much? Golf needs to stop trying to find the next Tiger Woods, because no one's going to win like Tiger did. That's why he was such a big deal. It wasn't just the majors. It's every other week he won a tournament. Nobody else won that way, right? Jack Nicklaus didn't win that way. Nobody won that way. That's why. That's what he changed for golf. But look at everybody who is making headlines for the PGA Tour in the last 6 months. That everybody is two people, Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, because they hate each other. Anytime something comes up about their rivalry, it is front page news. Even today when Koepka was asked about his interview that he gave, not about DeChambeau, but just about how he doesn't like Ryder Cup week, he makes news. This rivalry makes news. Koepka versus DeChambeau, they're playing together. Are they going to actually walk by each other? Will this, something crazy happen? If I light a rabbit's foot on fire, will DeChambeau and Koepka have to play together at some point? I mean, these are the guys that make news, not Jordan Spieth, not Rory McIlroy. Every time something happens with one of these guys, it is out there. Pushing the rivalry works. That's why baseball pushes the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dodgers and the Giants and the Giants and the Padres and all these things, because that works. Great players don't always play well, but great rivalries always exist. And these guys are really good, and they hate each other, and this is every story in golf that has made news involves these two guys.
Yeah, I think what you do is you try to pair guys up as you can, but otherwise, let's get some live mic situations. Even if you're not going to broadcast it, you know, that becomes into good social media, not necessarily a live feed, but snippets of, hey, here's the attitudes and adjustments and everything that goes, you know, the back and forths and the trash talking that'll go on. You know, the interaction with the fans that we've seen since everybody arrived is really cool, embracing the moment of having those crowds back and in full effect, which is great. But I like your point. Like, one of the things that has always perplexed me is when folks make a controversial move, whether it's LeBron and Wade and Bosch teaming up or whatever, you got to recognize that some folks aren't going to like it. So if you've opened the door to becoming the villain, embrace the villainy and play it up to the biggest level you possibly can, because your time in the spotlight may be short. Not everybody gets 18 to 20 years like a LeBron James to keep building empire. No, here you're the hot thing now because you're bold. Be bolder and take advantage of this stage starting at 5 a.m. Pacific.
Look at you. Let me get a chance. You know when to start. It's 5 a.m. Pacific.
That's Look. Right. Let's go.
This is going to be a big deal tomorrow, and look, keep pushing these two guys. Our Best Of podcast goes up in about 15 minutes on iTunes, the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's there. Wherever you want to listen to podcasts, you'll get the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, the Best Of. Rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio. Sam Darnold is just a guy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.